guy, and I'm gonna tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fourth flushing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spotty lipped, worm headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Let her talk. Go ahead.
I've been born and raised in Charlotte. And I never felt this way till now. And I can't stay at home and treat it. And it's a shame that our fathers and mothers are killed and we can't even see them anymore.
That's right.
It's a shame that we have to go to their graveyard and bury them. And we have tears, and we shouldn't have tears. We need our fathers and mothers to be by our side.
Just the best, almost as good as my brand new Trump International Hotel. A real winner, unlike tired old loser George H.W. Bush, who says he's voting for Hillary. So what? Remember, he's a pilot who let himself get shot down by the Japanese. Loser. Speaking of politically correct losers, why is everybody so mad at Donald Jr. for stealing a photo from a refugee to tweet about the dangers of refugees? Sad, sad. And like I said, I nailed it with the Chelsea bombing. Did I call it or what? Beautiful, just beautiful. It's time we get tough. First, we've got to say the words radical Islam, which will stop most of the very bad things that are going on right off the bat. Trust me. Then, and I know it's not politically correct, racial profiling, torture, and my secret plan will stop all the other bad things. Believe me, I know. America first, right? I amaze myself, people. Really. I am just the best. I called that first, too. Remember? So great. Oh. States, no matter what racist crooked Hillary says. Now excuse me while I go shoot someone, probably Hillary, right in the middle of Fifth Avenue. I'm a fabulous shot too. I kid. Or do I?
Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Kate.
Last night a lot of people were tweeting all about the same thing when they were watching the debate. It had nothing to do with Donald Trump and what he was saying, but it was what he was doing. I know you noticed this too. He was sniffling. I want to play just from the first answer in last night's debate. Here's how it went.
Which is in deep trouble. We don't have agreement. It's said okay? Good. I want the agreements better. The bigger numbers than ever.
So following a bunch of sniffles, Governor Dean, you wrote on Twitter, notice Trump sniffing all the time. Coke user?
Well, you can't make a diagnosis over the television. I would never do that. But he has some interesting That is actually a signature of people who use cocaine. I'm not suggesting that Trump does, but...
Well, you are suggesting it, actually, in a tweet. Well,
so I'm suggesting you think about it, because here's the interesting conversation. So he sniffs during the presentation, which is something that neighbors do. He said it after he said it in front of 100 million people. It's not that he's delusionary about it. It's that he thinks somehow he's not going to get caught. That is delusional.
Given at the start of each day's exercise. 25 minutes later, the first effects of the drug became apparent.
The same preparation and experience I will bring to the president.
Give me a break. I won because I'm a winner. My temperament, that's the winningest part of Donald J. Trump. Just ask Sean Hannity, I won.
But the polls and the viewers, Donald...
Look, Hillary, the polls all show that Rosie O'Donnell is a fat pig. Am I right? And Donald won is also trending on Twitter, so it must be true.
Analysis. Now I'm joined by MSNBC contributor.
The men began to relax and to giggle. But this man was more seriously affected and had to be removed from the exercise. After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set.
The most highly anticipated event in modern political history. Analysts expected Super Bowl-esque ratings, and the media hyped it like a prize fight.
He is unqualified to be president.
Hillary Clinton lacks the judgment.
The scams, the fraud.
Hillary Clinton has evaded justice.
He clearly has something to hide.
Her conduct is...
I would like to have him show his birth certificate. Because he doesn't have a birth certificate, or he hasn't shown. He has what's called a certificate of black birth. That is something that's easy to get. When you want a birth certificate, it's very hard to get.
For Trump tonight is to seek presidential while also defending himself from Hillary's patented roundhouse kicks.
After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set.
The NFL for it, which I think is a sign of the apocalypse. For once, concussion ball was not as compelling as watching American democracy play Russian roulette. It started out okay. Kellyanne Conway's control collar worked for about 20 minutes, but unfortunately, it popped off once Trump attempted to wedge his monstrous apricot bulk into the narrow spaces between Clinton's facts.
And if I didn't win, which I really did, it was because someone tampered with the microphone.
Phew. Okay.
It's incredible. Huge conspiracy. The mainstream media installed some sort of filter effect on my microphone.
Mm-hmm.
think it's real?
I did not.
Science is real.
I do not say that.
And one, yes, you do say that. And two, shush, the lady has the talking stick. Don't insult her until you're asked to insult her.
Earlier this month, you said she doesn't have, quote, a presidential look.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina. And I don't believe she does have the stamina. To be president of this country, you need tremendous stamina.
Oh, just say penis, Don. Three-syllable words don't suit you.
Perfectly reasonable presidential things I said came out sounding crazy and unhinged. Just ask Sean Hannity or Alex Jones. Oh,
this is fun.
I'll tell you what's fun. Making a fat Miss Universe workout in front of the press. I stand by all the incredibly true presidential things I said about Miss Piggy in the debates. Women love me. Believe me. Trust me.
Future? Why did you go? So following a bunch of sniffles, Governor Dean, you wrote on Twitter.
Than ever. Is that okay? Good. I like the agreements better. We don't have agreement. Is that okay? Good. I like the agreements. We don't have agreement. Is that okay? Good. She's in deep trouble. We don't have agreement.
Sniffles, Governor Dean, you wrote on Twitter, notice Trump sniffing all the time. Coke user?
Be your October 9th, Donald.
If you're not too busy making your husband have more affairs, sicko. Sad. Taking the gloves off now.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious, Furious George Show, WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. And we do this every Thursday night as part of the Furious George Show, which happens to have been counting down from 100 days down to now day 40. As we get closer to the Trump-pocalypse. And anyway, also have lots of fun in here, doing lots of amazing things with this crazy cool equipment that we've got in front of us, thanks to the WCOM community that makes it happen and keep it together, as in the equipment. What else? You can go learn all about the old Furious George shows, furiousg.blogspot.com, or email Furious George Show. And what else? What's going on around here? The station, oh, Shaq Horry Hills. They're kicking in some tickets here, so if you want a ticket or two, give me a call. 919-246-9639. I might be able to give something away. We'll see. We also got some other fun stuff relating to the upcoming... we also got some cool tickets possibly for the Orb Show, which has been the deep foundation layer in the strata here. No, seriously, they've got a new album out. We wanted to spin that, so we'll spotlight here a little bit more. And they're also happen to be coming through town, and we might be able to give away some tickets. So stay tuned for more info on that. And what else? Yeah, that's the orb in the background, plus a little bit of crazy gas lamp mix, which is what we do here. So anyway, it's sometimes as we spotlight Trumpocalyptic things may get eventually or potentially offensive. So I apologize in advance. Or afterwards, potentially. So, thanks to Mike Power Radio. It's all community-driven, non-commercial, totally non-profit. Anti-profit. Anti-billionaire. Anti-T-Rumps. I'm furious!
Speaker Newt Gingrich tweeted yesterday, quote, Clinton is a fox who knows many things you can fact check. Trump is a hedgehog who knows one very big thing we need change. That, of course, is an excerpt from Newt's latest children's book, The Hedgehog Who Destroyed America. And if you thought Trump didn't have a firm grasp of policy assumptions, that was by design. Because the New York Times reported before the debate that Trump can get bored with both debate preparations and debates themselves. His advisors see it as a waste of time to try to fill his head with facts and figures. Yeah, his head doesn't have room for facts and figures because it has to hold 7 words.
As far as the cyber, I agree. We have so many things that we have to do better, Lester, and certainly cyber is one of them.
Who's gonna tell Grandpa what cyber means? Rod, I know you know. Trump also seemed to think Clinton was way younger than she is, like a lot younger.
You're telling the enemy everything you want to do. No wonder you've been fighting. No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life.
That's true. Hillary started fighting ISIS in 1965 when she took a gap year before Wellesley to go be a guerrilla fighter in Aleppo. This was a decade before the fall of Saigon to ISIS, which of course was Hillary's fault. Oh, we had the best time that year. It was easy since ISIS wasn't founded until 2006. Now, in the 90-minute lull between police shootings of black men, the candidates had a chance to reach out to African Americans in the portion of the debate set aside for white people to awkwardly tackle the topic of race. Ladies first.
We've got to do several things at the same time. We have to restore trust between communities and the police. Everyone should be respected by the law, and everyone should respect the law.
And people say she's uninspiring. The Black Lives Matter movement must be so excited about their new t-shirt. Oh, gives me chills. You know, I think racism's probably over now, but we should let Captain Black Outreach take a stab.
All right, Mr. Trump, you have 2 minutes. How do you heal the divide?
Law and order. We need law and order. We need law and order in our country. We have to bring back law and order. We have to bring back law and order. Lester, we need law and order. And we need law and order in the inner cities. You walk down the street, you get shot.
First of all, what the f*** would you know about walking down the street? Second,
If you think a tired old racist dog whistle is how you heal the divide, you've got a lot to learn about listening to people of color. Here's how it's done.
You can get killed just for living.
Stay on the China issue. Get off the birth certificate. 3 weeks ago when I started, I thought he was probably born in this country. And now I really have a much bigger doubt. His grandmother in Kenya said he was born in Kenya and she was there and witnessed the birth. Okay.
Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable. People like you, you, and you are not deplorable xenophobes. You're hardworking Americans who just happen to support a candidate who wants to build a wall and deport millions. You're not deplorable racists. You're good, hardworking people who choose to support a candidate with racist tendencies. You're not Islamophobic. You're good Americans who just happen to cheer a candidate who speaks longingly of internment camps. You're not deplorable sexists. You're patriots who decided to elect a man who blames the wife for her cheating husband. You, you, and you are not deplorable. You're just exercising your freedom to support a candidate who is.
I'm deplorable and I approve this message.
One scientific poll. Everything else was a. Those are fan polls, man. Those are polls are, that like computer media programmers can mess with. Those aren't real.
Immediate reactions. Those are a snapshot of what people are thinking who are actually watching the debate. Now the NBC SurveyMonkey poll, to go after that one because I figured you're probably going to go to that one next.
That's methodologically sound, but go ahead.
Both Monday and Tuesday. So then Tuesday is influenced by all the debate coverage the next day, which of course the media is going to try to hype up Hillary Clinton and make it seem like she won. Not the case at all. People who are watching thought that Mr. Trump won that debate.
Where is the evidence that people who are watching?
There was variety.
Those are all like robot polling. It's not real polling.
Chuck, we have this.
Donald won is also trending on Twitter. So it must be true. And if I didn't win, which I really did, it was because someone tampered with the microphone.
Phew! Okay.
It's incredible. Huge conspiracy. The mainstream media installed some sort of filter effect on my microphone. The perfectly reasonable presidential thing that I said came out sounding crazy. It's not hinged.
The drug was administered in a drink of water given at the start of each day's exercise. And the prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight 700 yards away over open country.
$2 million in
50 minutes after taking the drug, radio communication had become difficult, if not impossible.
And I wish he would, because if he doesn't, it's one of the greatest scams in the history of politics and in the history period.
Racial divide, but it would be so entertaining. Speaking of black people in uncomfortable situations, you may have noticed the very occasional presence of moderator and interruptee Lester Holt.
As you can imagine, this is not an easy job, so I'm going to ask your help tonight.
I'm going to ask you guys to do the heavy lifting on fact-checking, and if you could also hit the lights on your way out, okay, thanks. Now, to be fair,
fair, it's a nearly impossible job, even when one of the candidates isn't projectile lying in your face all night.
Now, whether or not in a place like Chicago you do stop and frisk, which worked very well, Mayor Giuliani is here, worked very well in New York, it brought the crime rate way down.
Whoa there, Archie Bunker. Lester can let a lot of things go, and he did, but not this.
Stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in New York because it largely singled out black and Hispanic young men.
No, you're wrong. It went before a judge who was a very against police judge.
Oh my God, what are you for? Good against smart answer. Lester is not wrong. You forgot he lives in New York and he is tired of building stop and frisk time into his commute.
Miss Universe workout in front of the press. I stand by all the incredibly true presidential things I said about Miss Piggy in the debates.
Now it places the deplorables in the basket. It places the deplorables in the basket. It does this whenever it's told.
Put the fucking deplorables in the basket!
Moments yesterday during Donald Trump's visit to Asheville, supporters and protesters clashed outside of the U.S. Cellular Center.
Police say they arrested five people at the rally. Late this afternoon, Thomas Valeni Jr. of Flat Rock turned himself in for an incident inside the Cellular Center. He's charged with engaging in violent conduct.
A 69-year-old woman says she was punched in the face after the rally ended. News 13's Aaron Adelson says the police department has now issued a warrant for that suspect.
Oh, I don't want to sound conceited, but I aged well.
69-year-old Shirley Teeter is a fighter. She's fought back from a major surgery and fought for causes.
My whole life.
She protested for civil rights against the Vietnam War and now adds Donald Trump to her list.
Why did I get involved yesterday at my age? Because I ran into another situation that was sickening my heart.
Protesters met Trump supporters before the rally. Teeter was having fun.
Whenever groups of them would start chanting Trump, 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 I would chant back, dump, 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 dump. and it was kind of it was comical to a lot of people.
After the rally, Teeter experienced something she never saw in all of her protests.
Never. They've always been peaceful.
The peace teetered over to violence.
I said, you better learn to speak Russian. And I said, the first two words are going to be ha-ha. And he stopped in his tracks and he turned around and just cold cocked me.
Police have a warrant out for Richard Campbell from South Carolina for assault on a female.
So that's what happened.
Teeter says she fell in her oxygen tank, has sore ribs, a sore jaw, and cut her elbow. She told police to act.
You better arrest that son of a... I think that's what I said.
Police say they didn't make an arrest last night because officers did not witness the punch.
You all right there?
I'm all right. I'll live. I'll live to fight another day.
My tests? You may shake my hand if you like.
Well, under the circumstances, I'd rather not.
Eh?
Mr. Burns, I'm afraid you are the sickest man in the United States. You have everything.
You mean I have pneumonia?
Yes.
Juvenile diabetes?
Yes.
Hysterical pregnancy?
A little bit, yes. You also have several diseases that have just been discovered in you.
See, you're sure you just haven't made thousands of mistakes?
No, I'm afraid not.
This sounds like bad news.
Well, you'd think so, but all of your diseases are in perfect balance. If you have a moment, I can explain.
Well,
here's the door to your body, you see? And these are oversized novelty germs. That's influenza, that's bronchitis, and this cute little cuddle bug is pancreatic cancer. Here's what happens when they all try to get through the door at once. Move it, shout ahead. We call it Three Stooges Syndrome.
So what you're saying is, I'm indestructible.
Oh, no. In fact, even a slight breeze could...
Indestructible.
Trump campaign was setting expectations so low, all he would have to do is stand still for 90 minutes and he would be the winner. But in the days leading up to the debate, they were actually worried that bar might be too high.
Here's how the New York Times put it in analyzing some of this. Quote, some Trump advisors are concerned that he underestimates the difficulty of standing still.
They were concerned he would underestimate the difficulty of standing still. They're worried about him the way I worry about flying with my six-month-old. It's just 90 minutes from takeoff to landing, buddy. Let's try to avoid a full meltdown. The Clinton campaign, for their part, didn't know what to expect because the Wall Street Journal reported, quote, Hillary Clinton is prepping for two Trumps at the debate, an on-message disciplined Donald Trump and a freewheeling, more provocative Donald Trump. Yes, and which Hillary Clinton would show up? Would it be the serious and experienced diplomat or the flirty giggle puss who's been tearing up New York City's hotspots? Now, in addition to the gamesmanship, there was also a back and forth before tonight over how much the moderator, Lester Holt, should fact-check the candidates during the debate, giving Trump's penchant for outright lying. In fact, over the weekend, Politico published a story where they analyzed hours of Trump's speeches over the course of 5 days and found that Trump averaged about one falsehood every 3 minutes and 15 seconds. He even has to wake up every 3 minutes at night.
Trump University is a real school.
Go back to bed, Donald. Go back to bed.
We'll be right back.
this gets pretty dense.
For 2 or 3 years, so I can't do it until the audit is finished.
But yes, you can. The IRS has explicitly said you don't need to wait for a completed audit to release them. You're just saying two completely unrelated things. Or, I'd love to pick you up from the airport, but I can't because a blue whale's tongue weighs as much as an elephant. What the f*** are you talking about? Those two things have nothing to do with each other. And on top of Trump's personal tax records, there are unanswered questions about his business dealings. As many experts have pointed out, his investments, debts, and business ties span the globe and could present unprecedented ethical challenges for a president. Now, traditionally, presidential candidates in that kind of situation promise to put their financial holdings into a blind trust, where an independent trustee is given control over their investments. But when Trump was asked if he would do that as well, he seemed not to know what it meant.
Are you planning on putting your assets in a blind trust should you become president?
I have Ivanka and Eric and Don sitting there. Run the company, kids. Have a good time. I'm going to do it for America. So I would be willing to do it.
So you'll put your assets in a blind trust?
I would put it in a blind trust. Well, I don't know if it's a blind trust if Ivanka, Don, and Eric run it, but is that a blind trust? I don't know.
No! That is not a blind trust. It's the opposite of one. Almost anything else you could have said would have been closer to a blind trust. Oh, I'm going to put my assets in an upside-down doghouse filled with pudding. Is that a blind trust? No, that's ridiculous, but you're actually closer than you were before. And even more alarmingly, when George Stephanopoulos talked to Donald Trump Jr., he didn't seem to understand what a blind trust was either.
It's not a blind trust if you and your siblings are still running...
We're not going to be involved in government. We wouldn't be involved in government.
Then it's not a blind trust. You're running the company, and he's president. So any foreign...
But he's not making any decisions as it relates to the company.
But a blind trust, it's not a blind trust if it's being run by his children.
It is, because he'll have nothing to do with it, George.
He's still going to know what the businesses are,
no,
where they are.
We will not discuss this. We're not going to discuss those things. It doesn't matter. Trust me.
Wait. Trust you? The only reasonable thing to trust you on is which hair products can best make someone look like a 1980s serial killer.
Strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of him. It's true. I don't care.
You gotta see this guy.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember.
I also have a much better temperament than she.
I don't wear it too
cool. You know, I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
She does have a very nice wing. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
He referred to my hands if they're small. Something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims, their rapists. My strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament.
Now it places the deplorables in the basket.
in the bathroom.
Foundation annoy you, let me introduce you to the Trump Foundation. And I'm not talking about the estimated 12 pounds of foundation that Trump wears on his face. I'm talking about his charitable organization. The Washington Post has been investigating and has found, among other things, that Trump has not personally given it any money since 2008. And just this week, this story broke.
Donald Trump is facing questions tonight about his charitable foundation after a report today in the Washington Post. The foundation spent more than $250,000 of donated money to settle lawsuits against Trump businesses.
Yes, Trump reportedly used his foundation's money, which had been donated by people for charitable purposes, as a tool to make some legal disputes go away. Are on the spectrum of shittiest things you can do. That is right up there with catfishing a baby owl. He waited all night for you, and he's nocturnal, so that's his day gone. And Trump also allegedly used foundation money to purchase ridiculous items for himself.
In another instance, Trump's foundation paid $10,000 at a charity auction in 2014 for a portrait painted of Trump. It was the second time Trump used foundation funds for a portrait of him.
Okay, wait. Just for a start, what is he doing with his face in that photo? That is not a smile, that's waking up in the middle of a colonoscopy. And also, on top of that, how did that portrait cost $10,000? It looks like someone Xeroxed a black and white picture of Trump and then painted over it with condiments from Burger King. Now, what Trump did there would technically be legal as long as the portrait itself was put to some charitable purpose. Well, Univision found it, and it wasn't exactly in an orphanage.
This is the painting that Donald Trump purchased with funds donated to the charitable foundation that carries his last name. This morning, Univision got the scoop that the artwork remained hanging inside the restaurant Champions Bar and Grill, inside the Doral Hotel and Golf Course, a property owned by Donald Trump.
Now, in Trump's defense, that portrait is the perfect pairing for his restaurant's signature dishes, which are apparently, according to Yelp reviewers, watery tomato chunks with no flavor and craft beer brands misspelled on the menu. And it is not just portraits. Trump also wants to use foundation funds to buy a signed Tim Tebow helmet, a steal at $12,000 for something that once contained the head of America's worst quarterback. He also used funds to make an illegal political donation to support Florida AG Pam Bondi around the time that she was considering investigating his not-a-university. So it seems the Trump Foundation may exist primarily to benefit Trump himself, in which case they should really change the name to something more appropriate, like the National Association for the Advancement of Donald Trump, or the NAADT for short. And the thing is, we've barely scratched the surface of his scandals. There is everything from the ongoing lawsuits against that bullshit university to the alleged use of undocumented workers when building Trump Tower to the fact he received an illegal $3.5 million loan from his father in the form of a purchase of chips from one of Trump's casinos. And that loan could not have been shadier if it was given in baggies of cocaine or the bones of endangered species. Look, the point is, this campaign has been dominated by scandals, but it is dangerous to think that there is an equal number on both sides. And you can be irritated by some of the others. That is understandable. But you should then be f***ing outraged by Trump's. Think of it like this. Try and think of it like this. Ethical failings in a politician are like raisins in a cookie. They shouldn't be there. They disgust people. But most politicians have at least a few raisins, and Hillary is a cookie like this one. She arguably has more raisins than average. There's probably 10 of those little f***ers in there. But we all need to remember that when it comes to Donald Trump, This is the amount of raisins that he represents. The man is a f***ing raisin monsoon. He is ethically compromised to an almost unprecedented degree.
You were a gentleman.
You can't say I didn't try.
Well, just listen to what you heard.
You know, I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament.
I'm gonna bomb the shit out of him. It's true. I don't care. I don't care.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair.
Drink again, actually. Everybody is trying to spin this thing their own way. You know, Donald Trump says all the polls show he won, and the polls say Hillary won. And, you know, it's kind of like a he said, reality said. You don't know. You don't know who to believe. You don't know who to believe. It's hard to know these days. Just in case the polls are accurate about what the polls say. Trump has an explanation for his soft performance.
For 90 minutes, I watched her very carefully. And I was also holding back. I didn't want to do anything to embarrass her.
Yes. Yes. And it's true. He did nothing to embarrass her. He's honest. He's very honest. He's very honest. Honest. Not honest to a fault. Trump's always acting like such a gentleman. He holds doors for women, gives them the seat on the bus, does no debate preparation. You might call it the ad-lib ramblings of a delusional demagogue. Trump calls it chivalry. And what... One of the things that especially did not embarrass Secretary Clinton on Monday is her charge that Donald Trump says abusive things about women, including one former Miss Universe.
And one of the worst things he said was about a woman in a beauty contest. He loves beauty contests, supporting them and hanging around them. And he called this woman Miss Piggy. Then he called her Miss Housekeeping because she was Latina.
Wow.
That ain't cool, man.
That is one of the top 100 most degrading things I've heard about beauty pageants. The pageant winner Secretary Clinton was talking about was 1996 Miss Universe Alicia Machado, who Trump said gained a lot of weight after the pageant.
She weighed 118 pounds or 117 pounds, and she went up to 160 or 70. So this is somebody that likes to eat.
Now, these comments could really hurt Trump with the small special interest group of Americans who gain weight. So,
Basically,
everybody but Kelly Ripa. So, Trump clarified his remarks yesterday.
She gained a massive amount of weight, and it was a real problem.
See? It wasn't fat shaming because she was fat. All right, it's all part of Trump's new campaign slogan, Trump 2016. Seriously, ladies, you could lose a few pounds. And that kind of brutal honesty takes courage because Trump weighs 236 pounds, which at his height is technically obese. Technically Obese, by the way, also the world's saddest fetish magazine.
Bomb the shit out of him. I swear.
I know it's not.
Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
Out of the room when Trump delivered most of his other whoppers. Maybe he went out to jam with his band. Oh, he plays bass, of course. The instrument that you're pretty sure is in the mix somewhere, even though you usually can't hear it. In the lead up to the debate, Team Trump made sure we knew their boy was just gonna wing it.
Donald Trump's surrogates glossed over the GOP nominee debate prep and suggested a life of real estate and reality TV may be enough.
Trump is doing great. He's being himself.
Woo! Disrespecting the voters is chill. Yay, ignorance! Trump warned us that Hermione Clinton would be cheating by doing something called preparing, like some kind of busybody PTA mom kind of overplanner. But Trump never considered the possibility that she might be a Count of Monte Cristo overplanner. She spent months building an elaborate trap for Trump, and he lumbered right into it. All she had to do was step out of his way while he called her woman fat.
Better. The bigger numbers than ever. And
last night, a lot of people were tweeting all about the same thing when they were watching the debate. It had nothing to do with Donald Trump and what he was saying, but it was what he was doing. I know you noticed this too. He was sniffling. I want to play just from the first answer in last night's debate. Here's that way.
Is in deep trouble. We don't have agreement. It's said okay? Good. I want the agreements better. The bigger numbers than ever.
fools, Governor Dean. You wrote on Twitter, notice Trump sniffing all the time. Coke user? Why did you go there?
Well, you can't make a diagnosis over the television. I would never do that. But he has some interesting... That is actually a signature of people who use cocaine. I'm not suggesting that Trump does, but...
Well, you are suggesting it, actually, in a tweet.
Well, no, I'm suggesting we think about it, because here's the kid's interesting constellation. So he sniffs during the presentation, which is something that users do. He also has grandiosity, which is something that accompanies that problem. He has delusions. I'm not talking about being crazy, but for example, when he told everybody he was very smart not to pay taxes and then denied he said it after he said it in front of 100 million people, it's not that he's delusory about it, it's that he thinks somehow he's not going to get caught. That is delusional. He has trouble with pressured speech. He interrupted, as you pointed out, Hillary Clinton 29 times. He couldn't keep himself together. So, look, do I think at 70 years old he has a cocaine habit? Probably not. But, you know, it's something that I think it'd be interesting to ask him and see if he ever had a problem with that.
So as a physician and as a medical person yourself, you're suggesting that we ought to look at whether the Republican candidate for president has a cocaine habit.
One of the worst things he said was about a woman in a beauty contest. He called this woman Miss Piggy. Then he called her Miss Housekeeping because she was Latina. Donald, she has a name.
Where did you find
her? Her name
where
is Alicia Machado.
Where did you find her?
From her? Also, from your book. You should read it sometime. You'll love it. It's about you. Those wily Clinton bastards knew there are three things Trump can't resist. Calling women names, doubling down, and making dumb mistakes on Fox and Friends.
I know that person. That person was a Miss Universe person. Hmm. And she was the worst we ever had. The worst. She was a Miss Universe contestant and ultimately a winner.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Carbo, Low Power, Micro Power Radio. The LPFM was actually installed on the front of FM radio for Low Power, Micro Power Radio. Back in, foundation of micro radio, when folks took to the streets, marched in D.C. and all over the Southeast and all over the place, and we took over micropower radio. And instead of just giving us the public airwaves, they insisted that, okay, we'll license small community radio. We have to put the low power in there and keep low powered. Anyway, we like to turn it upside down here, get all crazy powered, having fun. We do it every Thursday. I'm Dr. Furious. We're playing some crazy, clammy clowns in the background. Mr. Donald, the orange anus. I can't help it. That's a quote just to quote somebody in the media this week. We have so much material to work with here. Can't tell where it's coming from. Yeah. Also, we've also had some really cool, fun music. So you can learn about the actual underground beats there. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can download old shows coming up on a decade now. Actually, yeah, we're at a decade of old shows podcasted. We can do that here because the show is it's not any one particular song at any one moment. Sometimes 2, 3, or 4, as well as several other sound bites and clips and crazy stuff. So, I get to bend the rules. Just have to make sure I don't break them. Leave the studio better than I freaking found it. And we have so much fun doing it. So, if you're a part of this crazy cool experience, or if you are a listener, or if you are super helpful and kicking in some ducats here and there, especially You're a crazy, cool underground supporter of this show. Thank you. As well as folks who happen to download the show at the Fierce G Show, which is set up at the A Info's Radio Project, which is this amazing old thing we've been using for a long time that supports all kinds of underground radio all over the country. So, as we approach the apocalypse, we're coming up on 40 days here. We've been spotlighting it since day 100. Well, we've been spotlighting it since last year when he was running for the GOP representative candidate. Listen, folks, this is a big one coming up here, not just for the T-Rump, but if you're in North Kakalaki, it's time we stood up to McCorky. McCrony. Who could that be? All the McCronies out there, state level, whether or not they're in the House or who knows where, as in, like, whose house? Not McCrony's house. Or all those people in the legislature. So look, take him by the hair, bring him to the voting booth if you have to. This is a big one. Serious. Non-violently, of course. I'm furious.
Spark from the old shit flint, and then he turned into a shit bonfire, and then driven by the winds of his monumental ignorance, he turned into a raging shit firestorm. If I get to be married to Barb, I'll have told